Compared to many major cities, Philadelphia is an affordable place to rent an apartment, with one big exception. There's a real shortage of units that are affordable for those who live below the poverty line, and Philadelphia is the poorest big city in America. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, a new study shows people paying with housing choice vouchers have a particularly hard time.
Researchers at the Urban Institute found that nearly 70% of Philly landlords with eligible apartments said they did not accept housing choice vouchers, a rent subsidy offered through the federal government. Mary Cunningham is a senior fellow with the Institute.
These are landlords who have apartments listed for rent, and they meet the rental cap for the program, so the voucher is worth the rent that the landlord is looking for.
It's not illegal to deny housing choice vouchers, but Cunningham says it works against a big goal of the program, to give low-income families the chance to live in neighborhoods with more economic opportunity.
We have to change the program to make it work better for families.
The study doesn't dive into why landlords denied people with housing choice vouchers, but Jim Sims has a hunch. He was a landlord in Philly for 3 decades before getting out of the game last year. He says renting to someone with a housing choice voucher was often a real headache, not because the people were bad tenants, but because it took so long to get them into a unit.
The whole process can take anywhere from 2.5 to, let's say, 3.5 months without receiving any rent, just to get a PHA tenant.
Before someone with a housing voucher can move in, the Philadelphia Housing Authority has to inspect the place and determine the rent, which can spark a lengthy debate with the landlord. Setting up a time to sign the lease also prolongs the process. Still, Sim says he always accepted vouchers. He knew what it was like to struggle with housing. When he was 10, the bank seized his childhood home after his dad was injured on the job and his family couldn't pay the mortgage.
For a while, we lived with relatives. The family had to split up.
To encourage more landlords in low-poverty neighborhoods to accept vouchers, Cunningham says cities like Philly should consider giving them signing bonuses and other financial incentives like paying for security deposits or waiving fees. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.